think our general message is one of education to, you know, to share with people that there's no mine that can be built in this area, and to do this work is really not consequential and unnecessary. And then second, it's also to call on to BC government leaders to resolve this conflict. And really, we've sort of exhausted our means of being able to do so in a civil way. And I think we're looking at in utilizing the Chansaristan and our own laws to be responsible for taking care of our and protecting our land. I think for a lot of our members, they're angry and frustrated, and I think for us, we've come a long ways, and when we have situations like this, it kind of brings us back to like 150 years ago, and we're still defending our lands and people from invaders that essentially don't respect us as people. And so I think it's hard to deal with a company that's still allowed to kind of try to move freely under BC law to do what they think they have the permission to do. So for us, I think we want to keep it civil. We want it to be resolved in a good way. But I think the provocation of Taseko Mines continuing to move forward when they know they don't have consent is pushing it into like conflict where, in some cases we don't know whether or not we'll be able to control. And we'd rather be as the Tuskegee National Government, we'd rather be on the front lines at this time to try to make some resolve before it gets any worse. For me, it's a place where my family has grown up. It's also a place where our ancestors are buried. And I think when we reflect on the area, it's always been a place where people could go and people find it peaceful. People find it a place where they can gather fish or other means to keep their livelihood. And there's also trails, old ancestral trails and burial sites along the way. And I think for just a collective memory, like everyone from Yenisseitin and Haniguitin is somehow connected to that place. So it means a lot to us, and I think it was shared quite eloquently, I think, in the environmental assessment, how much people are touched by the place. But for me, it'd be a significant loss, and I think it doesn't need to go through the damage that it will see, considering there's no mine that can be built there.